With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In a couple of hours, Hamas is expected to release a small group of hostages it's been holding in Gaza. A truce sets the stage for the release of captives by both sides over the coming 4 days.
The ceasefire should pave the way later in the day for the first release of hostages, 13 women and children. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had this to say on Thursday to Britain's foreign minister.
We hope to get this first tranche out, and then we're committed to getting everyone out, but we'll continue with our war aims, namely to eradicate Hamas.
The deal also calls for the release of an unspecified number of Palestinians imprisoned by Israel and for more aid to be allowed into Gaza. I'm Ben Thomas.
Rioting in the streets of Dublin, Ireland overnight led to more than 30 arrests. The unrest sparked by a stabbing attack that injured 5 people, including 3 youngsters.
One girl aged 5 years has sustained serious injuries and is currently receiving emergency medical treatment in CHI Temple Street. One boy aged 5 years and a girl aged 6 years who received less serious injuries were brought to CHI Crumlin for treatment.
Liam Garrity with the Irish National Police. Also at SRNnews.com, in South Africa, double amputee Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole 10 years after shooting his girlfriend through the door of a bathroom at his home. In stores or online, tens of millions of Americans are expected to go shopping today. It's Black Friday, traditionally a make-or-break day for many retailers, but this year, a lot of them were offering deep discounts well ahead of Black Friday. Back to work today for Wall Street, an abbreviated trading session. Dow futures up 83 points, NASDAQ futures down 15 points. This is SRN News. Joe Biden has a problem with people of faith.
The president's low approval ratings have been in the news for years now, but a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds his numbers are very low with certain religious groups that make up a large portion of the electorate. Just 12% of white evangelical Protestants think Mr. Biden is doing a good job, along with a mere 30% of white mainline Protestants and 31% of white Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling out American corporations for their partnership with the Chinese government. The commission has released a statement condemning U.S. corporations for continuing to conduct business in China while ignoring the country's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity. Christians are routinely persecuted in communist China, but the communist government is also going after other faith groups, including Muslims and Falun Gong practitioners. This is SRN News. Amazon and the NFL teaming up for what they hope will become a holiday tradition.
The NFL's Black Friday game between the Dolphins and the Jets is an additional game this season on Prime Video, and it's happening on the busiest shopping day of the year. Prime Video Vice President Jay Marine calls this a, quote, perfect marriage. The NFL has been exploring the possibility of adding a Black Friday game for a few years. Adding the game gives the NFL another day to take over. Combine it with airing on Amazon, and it could be a match made in football and commerce heaven. There will be one major promotion per quarter and other deals during the pregame, postgame, and halftime shows. The game will be available for all fans to stream for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson granting pardons at a pace not seen since the World War II era, granting more than 600 in the past 3 years, more than any Missouri governor since the early 40s. More details at SRNnews.com.